Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We don't need to tell you parents, having kids is expensive. There's the cost of school supplies. And we've asked listeners how much they've been asked to contribute to their child's public school because of school budget cuts. And that's before college. But what about the cost of the most basic of parental rights? A nice dinner out once in a while and a babysitter for those kids. Our phone lines are open now and parents are welcome to call in. Babysitters are welcome to call in, 212-433-WNYC. We want to know what you're doing for the occasional night out. What's the going rate and what are the unspoken rules? Do you pay for a takeout dinner as well as a taxi cab home? Is there a trusty teen in your building or in your family? Who's your babysitter of choice? Have you ever poached another parent's sitter? Do you arrange alternating sleepovers for your kids with other parents to avoid babysitters altogether? What's the biggest problem with the arrangement? Babysitters, what's the biggest problem for you? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Joining me now is Dr. Susan Fox, founder of the Park Slope Parents blog. A few weeks ago, she asked her readers about their babysitting habits, and she joins me now to talk about what she learned about the date night out in Park Slope and the surrounding areas. Hi, Dr. Fox. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi.
Seems like a simple thing, the hourly rate for babysitting. What were you looking for by doing a survey?
What we're known for is a nanny survey that we've done to kind of help parents understand what they should expect to pay for their nannies. And it seemed a natural extension to say, what about the babysitter? You know, the occasional babysitter, how much does it cost to go out on a date night? And we found some pretty interesting things.
For example?
For example, so we ask not only how much do you pay your babysitter and how much does the babysitter walk away from, which the average is about $75, you know, to pay to play. To have somebody come to be with you is $75. And then we said, but wait a minute, how much does it cost for you to actually go out as well? And that added with the cost of the babysitter is about $158 for a night out on the town.
Including this roughly $15 an hour for the babysitter, depending on how long you stay out.
Exactly. But, you know, what we didn't do is we didn't factor in the cost of a car service, and 63% of the people that we talked to also pay, on top of that $158, a car service. And a lot of people also mentioned that they throw down $20 or they, you know, leave money for the babysitter to order in. So adding $158, let's say it's another $20 to have your babysitter order in, even if it's only $15, and $15 for the car service. Now we're up to $188 to have a great night out.
Or a mediocre night out, just to have a night out.
A mediocre night out, absolutely. That was one of the interesting things. We asked the question, why don't you use a sitter more often? And, of course, some people said it's just so dang expensive. But other people were like, you know, it's not that I can't afford it. It seems kind of like it's not so good of a value. But even though many people said you just have to do it, you have to spend the money, there were a lot of people, it just doesn't make sense.
There are a lot of people who said it just doesn't make sense, and what, they just don't get that respite?
A lot of people actually said, well, I work full time, and I want to spend my free time with my kids, and I guess they don't want to spend it alone with their spouse, I guess is what they're saying.
Here are a couple of babysitters calling in. Addie on Staten Island. Hey, Addie, thanks so much for calling.
Hi, thank you. What's going on?
Who do you babysit for? I don't mean their names, but, like, what's the situation?
I babysit for a mother and father. The father's a mechanic, so he works till about 6 o'clock every night. And the mother is a teacher, and she moonlights as an occupational therapist.
Mm-hmm.
So she winds up working till, like, 6:30 every night.
And how often do they use you?
5 days a week, sometimes on the weekend.
Uh-huh. Oh, so you're right. So you're this is not the going out on Saturday night kind of babysitter. You have a real job with it. You're part of this family.
Yeah, pretty much at this point.
So what do you get paid?
I get paid $15 an hour.
And do they give you meals? And if they go out at night,
there's usually food around the house, and I'll cook for the kids. We do a lot of like mac and cheese and grilled cheese because they're, you know, kids. They like the cheesy food, so you know, I'll munch on whatever's there. But I usually come fed.
We'll pay you $15 an hour plus all the ramen noodles you can eat, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just kidding. Addie, thank you very much for your call. Another babysitter, Tara, in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Tara.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How often do you babysit?
I have a regular gig that's Monday through Friday, but I also babysit on weekends, so it depends.
Right. So how different are they in terms of what they pay?
Well, my regular gig is two boys, and so I make about $17 an hour, and that depends on how long I stay at night. Sometimes I make more, depending on if they want me to stay longer.
Mm-hmm. They'll pay you a different rate based on the number of hours or the time of day?
Yeah, yep. And the Saturday, I usually babysit for professors. I live up by Columbia, so I have a sort of a repertoire of professors that use me pretty much every weekend. I have a different babysitting job.
And how much do those pay?
Usually $15 an hour, depending. One kid is $15, and then it can go up there by how many kids they have.
Oh, if there's more than one kid, you get more money?
Yeah.
Like, how much for how many?
I've gotten paid for three kids up to, like, $20 an hour.
Uh-huh, okay. So the first kid's worth $15, and how does the younger sibling feel about that? You're only worth another $2.50.
I don't think they're really aware of how much I get paid.
Tara, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, I enjoyed that.
So Susan Fox, since she was from the Upper West Side, also gets paid $15 an hour. I guess the Upper West Side Park Slope going rate is about the same.
Yeah, I mean, we looked at one child, two child, and three kids, and it was $14.50 was kind of the average for one child. Although, you know, the range was between $7 and $25. I mean, some people mentioned tipping their babysitter, and I thought that was something I haven't done. For two children, it was $15.50, and then it bumps a little bit more than a dollar to $16.80 if you have three children. You know, one of the other things that I thought was interesting is, you know, 90% of the babysitters that our parents are using are over 22. And when I was little, it was...
Teenagers.
They were teenagers.
High school kids.
Yeah. And so if you look at our statistics, only, you know...
What do you make of it?
I think that a lot of people, just like the people who called in, who kind of, they called themselves babysitters, you know, we tried to, in our data, look at people who were occasional, less than 15 hours a week, and those two people who called in were clearly, that we would label those a nanny, because
yeah,
it's a regular full-time gig.
Right.
So the 21 and under crowd is making $2 less than the 22 and overcrowd. So if you want to save money, you hire somebody that's 21 or younger.
Here's a teenage babysitter, Laura in Montclair. Laura, thank you so much for calling.
Hello.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
How much do you babysit?
I babysit at least once a week, usually.
Uh-huh. For the same family, usually?
Yeah, usually.
What do you get paid?
Usually it's about $10 to $20 an hour.
That's a pretty big range, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on usually the night and how long.
Uh-huh. Do you get paid more per hour if you're staying longer?
Yes.
And do you get a taxi home, or do they drive you home in Montclair?
I live pretty close to them, so I can just walk over.
Uh-huh. Right. And what do you like about being a babysitter as opposed to some other job you might have?
Well, I like working with kids. I think it's, like, really fun, and it's just a great way to stay in touch with everyone.
What's the worst thing about being a babysitter?
Putting them to bed.
Because they resist and you don't have the authority of the parents?
Yeah.
Laura, thanks a lot. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
There's a survey, listeners, up on our website. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehr Show. You'll see the link for the survey. We want to know what the hourly rate is and what's expected. Do you provide dinner or offer extra cash for a cab? We've got a few questions up in a short survey. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehr Show. Sitters, if you're wondering what the going rate is, this is your chance. Go to the survey at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. Let's talk to another mom, Lisa in Forest Hills. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. You use a babysitter?
We were using a sitter. We were paying $10 an hour, and it seemed ridiculous to pay $50 to go see a movie. So we found some other moms locally who we now have a babysitting exchange with, and we just alternate babysitting for each other for free.
In other words, the kids come over to your house one night, and then another night you go out and your kids go over to somebody else's house with a group.
It could be that way, or we just, like, if, say, my husband stays home with my daughter and I go to another family's house and babysit their child, well, so that they can go out.
Uh-huh. Right. What's the maximum number of kids you've had under the same roof at the same time in the
just
first
one.
Model? Oh, just one. So
just
you're
about
really,
three.
You're just going to the other houses.
Yeah.
Primarily. And do you, do you do this in Park Slope, Susan?
I mean, we found that was a lot of times the people that don't use a babysitter more was because they already had a babysitting co-op or a babysitting swap. And it can get tricky when more kids come along and it's harder to kind of deal with two kids than one and get two kids down at the same time if you don't know them. But that's what I would say as the big finding here is that it's costly to pay somebody $75, but if you can swap with a neighbor, then that's $75 saved and you help out. And one person said we ask friends and couples who want to stay in and watch movies. We put our son down and they watch a movie. So they're getting a little bit of out, and the couple's getting out.
And Deirdre in West Orange, you do that kind of thing too, huh?
I do, and I've done it for a number of years, and it's worked out really well. And I've done it with, obviously, friends that I know very well, and our children already play together. So it's a win for the kids, too. They get a chance to have a play date. And my kids go over, the kids come over to my house, and I watch. I have one friend I do it religiously every month. We've done that for 3 or so years.
So they get together.
I've got two kids, so it works out.
Outside the babysitter economy, Deirdre in West Orange, and Wendy in Wyckoff, not outside the babysitter economy. Right, Wendy?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, thanks so much for calling.
I used to use a lot of different babysitters, like college kids and local high school kids, so I paid a range of anywhere from $10 to $15 an hour, depending on how old they were.
Depending on their age.
Yeah, and none of them would ever clean up. They'd leave huge messes in the sink, and, the kids would sometimes get to bed on time, sometimes not. Now I've switched to using my housekeeper, and I get the combined benefit of she cleans up my kitchen and does a little laundry for me while I'm out. So it makes a little more sense, but I'm still spending, $40-$50 depending on how long I go out for, and we do it once a week. So it's a huge expense.
What do you pay the housekeeper per hour?
Between 10 and 12 an hour, usually around 12 because I'll go out early and come home early. So she has my two kids to have to deal with. If I go out for a long time late, I'll pay more like $10 an hour because they're just sitting there watching TV.
You're getting a very good deal, it seems to me, from that housekeeper who's doing housework and watching your kids. Oh, my goodness.
She doesn't do a huge amount. I mean, she doesn't clean my house while she's here, but she does clean up my kitchen and, after the dinner, whereas the other sitters would make the kids dinner and just leave all the sinks. I mean, they'd leave the food out if there was extra food. They wouldn't even put it away in the refrigerator. So it was a little frustrating.
Oh, teenagers. They keep acting like teenagers.
I know. They're such teenagers, aren't they?
Those teenagers. Wendy, thank you very much. So we've just got about a minute left with Susan Fox, who's the founder of the Park Slope Parents blog, which did their survey, and that inspired our survey. Quick last thought. You have other people doing that kind of arrangement, by the way? Because, we usually think of them as different workers. The people who come in to clean the house once a week, if it's that kind of a housekeeper, what some people call a cleaning woman, and the babysitter who comes in on Saturday night for the last caller, they're the same person.
And it does work out. I mean, we asked the question at the very end, what advice would you give? And what a lot of people said is just be clear on your expectations. Be clear that you don't expect them to be texting. Be clear that you want them to clean up the dishes. Some people pay a different rate for the kids being awake and sleeping.
Huh.
like one out of 20. And I thought, well, you're still responsible for the kid. I still find that to be fascinating. But I would think I'd pay somebody to clean my kitchen after the kids go to bed, and I'll pay them the same rate. But they pay a lower rate if their kids are sleeping.
If the kid has an asthma attack or breaks his leg, we'll pay you the emergency rate.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And again, listeners, there's a survey up on our website. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. We want to know what the hourly rate is and what's expected in your babysitter arrangement, whether you're a parent or a babysitter. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.